Chapter 3, Uncover Millions in Marketing. Now that the full team has a grounding in the marketing department's bedrock concepts, let's focus on unleashing marketing's hidden millions. Our key goals are meeting the customer's expectations without giving away the store and retaining valuable customers. Here's what I mean by valuable customers. It costs 5 to 8 times more to gain a new customer than it does to retain one you already have. In a cash-strapped world, successful organizations know the value of holding on to existing customers rather than having to sniff out new ones. A word of warning. You won't get credit simply for knowing that you should do these things. You get credit for consistently implementing programs that follow these bedrock principles. Tweak these suggestions for your situation. Whatever you do, don't let your million-dollar blind spot be losing customers over satisfaction issues. Marketers, highlight sections of this chapter to give your peers insight into propelling business profitability from your point of view. Non-marketers, guess what? You too are responsible for successful marketing. Apply these tips to help grow the bottom line. Know the score. Raising average revenue per customer depends on making products and services that people want to keep on buying. There's lots of ways to retain customers, but many of them are difficult and expensive, and we're not looking to spend money in this chapter, but to save it. To that end, here are 12 low-cost secret tips for you to use in improving your organization's return on effort, with examples. Tip 1. Know what your customers want. It sounds obvious, but it's all too often overlooked or gone about improperly. Find out what your customers really want. Don't just trust that they'll tell you the full story in a feedback form. They often ignore those or throw them in the trash. Special tip. If you can find out in a live interaction, even better. You need to be able to restate the customer's problems, state available solutions, and understand your cost of doing nothing. With clients, ask them often how things are going and what you can do to improve. If you're a brick-and-mortar operation, meet your customers at the front of the shop or assign someone friendly and alert to do this for you. Walmart stores put their best foot forward at the door with their greeters. Get to know your customers. Who are they? Why did they come in today? What are they looking for?